Very thankful that we still serve an amazing God this morning. And I want to be in the place spiritually that I can experience those blessings that God has to give. Renee told me just recently, she said, Michael, she said, and we were talking about something, and she said, you know, she said, when I have hold of your arm, and she said, and we're walking together, and she has my arm, she said, I have to stay in step, because she said, if I'm not in step with you, there's this pull back and forth. Y'all been there? And so you have to, someone, one of the two parties, if you're arm in arm, has to be cognizant of what's going on and think, you know what, there's a little bit of push and pull here, and you have to get in step. The scripture says over in Genesis in the 5th chapter, in the 24th verse, it says Enoch walked with God. And Enoch was in a place, as scripture goes on, it says, and was not, because the Lord took him. But Enoch walked with God, and do you know that if you're going to walk with someone, you have to be aware of their position? Have you ever been walking with someone, and maybe especially if you even weren't arm in arm, and after a while, it's kind of like, if you'll wait, I'll go with you. Because someone got ahead of you. If you're walking with someone and they get ahead of you, it's, communion's a little difficult, isn't it? Or if someone's dragging, there's been times with the children and maybe you're going somewhere and you look back and one of them's way back behind. It's like, come on, get up with the rest of us. Because you want there to be a close-knit togetherness. The Lord wants us to walk with Him this morning, and I trust that all of our desire is to walk with the Lord. But I want to encourage us this morning. I guess the way the Lord gave it to me is, we can share some ingredients this morning, but it's going to take the Spirit of the Lord to mix it together properly in our lives individually. So we're just going to put the ingredients on the table this morning. And then the Spirit of the Lord can mix it and bake it in your life. Because we're all at different places in life. And we all have different needs and different things, but the Lord wants us to walk with Him today. And if we get out of sync with the Lord. Now that word sync comes from the word synchronization, or to synchronize, which means to cause to occur or operate at the same time or rate. To harmonize or to coordinate. I just ask us simply this morning, how is your life harmonizing with God? Is your life in harmony? Just recently we went to one of the children's concerts and there were different stages, different singers, different instruments, and some of the beginners, and I don't think it was just the beginners, there was one of the older ones, and if there was some discordant notes being played. And you know, it kind of disrupted the beauty that was supposed to be there with the instruments, because someone was not playing at the same rate, or someone's instrument was a little bit out of tune, and there was one particularly you just almost wanted to cover your ears, because one person that was out of synchronization, they weren't synchronized with the rest of them, it really disrupted the flow. Do you know, in life this morning, if we get out of sync with God, it's not only going to affect our life, but it's going to affect the lives of our family. It affects the life of the congregation, and it affects the life of the body of Christ. And I want to encourage us this morning to take note, if we are in harmony in our walk with God, or if we're a little bit out of sync. There are times in life that we can just realize that something's not quite right. There's just something a little bit off. Am I the only one that's been there? I have found sometimes in life I was just out of sync with something. Sometimes I realized I was out of sync with God a little bit. Sometimes you can be out of sync with God's people. And sometimes you can just be out of sync with yourself. And I'd like us to give a little bit of consideration, because a life of harmony is really, it's a beautiful thing. But the enemy delights in getting our lives out of rhythm. He delights in getting us thrown off of our pace. And I have a very short space between my office and the house, and I put some stepping stones. And they really come in, they're really valuable when it's raining because there is a torrent of water that runs through our yard when it rains. And so those stepping stones are valuable. And so when it's raining hard, I have to make a dash out to the office. But there's something I have to be careful of. I have to be sure I am in sync or in step with where I place those stones because the other day I got out of sync. And it was wet. And incidentally, I got wet because I got off on one stone, which meant every stone was off as I ran. Actually, the stones weren't off. That's a good lesson right there. It was me. I was off. And because I missed the first one, I was off the rest of the time. And I got wet. I made it to my destination, but it could have been a lot more harmonious. Do you know that in life that sometimes we get out of step and it starts disrupting? Maybe we'll get to our destination. You might make it to heaven. You might make it through your job. You might make it through raising your children. You might make it through, but folks, life can be a lot more harmonious if you can get in sync with yourself, get in sync in your marriage, get in sync with God and with God's people, life is going to be a lot more pleasant. And sometimes it takes minor adjustments to get ourselves in sync. It doesn't mean you just throw everything out, but some minor adjustments can be made in life. There are times we get out of time. You know, when something's out of proper timing, it disrupts the natural flow. Have you ever seen that in service? Monarch's coming up. Let me give you a little advice. Have you ever been in a service where things got out of sync? There's a few of you that have been. Do you know the reason why? Because someone wasn't in tune with the Holy Spirit. And when someone is not in tune with the Holy Spirit, it can throw everything off. I have seen good anointed messages completely disrupted because someone got up out of the Spirit. Or called a song that wasn't in order. And that means that we all then have some personal responsibility when we come together as a people that, Lord, I want to be in sync with the Holy Spirit. I want to know your voice. And if you're uncertain of his voice, whether it be at meeting or anywhere else, it's not the time to move. It's a time to sit. It's a time to be quiet until you know this is the voice of the Lord. Now is a time to exhort. Now is a time to pray. And while we're on this subject, I don't know of a better time. If you don't exhort, and the congregation's heard this before, I'm going to remind us again. If you don't exhort in your home congregation, don't go to Monarch and exhort. If you don't teach in your home congregation, don't go to Monarch and teach. If you don't pray in your home congregation, don't go to Monarch and pray. The home congregation is the place to learn the voice of the Spirit. The home congregation is the place to learn to exercise because when we don't learn at home, we're going to get out of sync. So the timing is going to be off. That we might get to our destination, but the timing or the rhythm can be off and we don't want to be the one that disrupts the harmony of the Spirit of the Lord working in our midst. The Lord wants there to be unity and harmony with His truth, with His people, and with God Himself. Jesus spoke about in the book of Luke in the 10th chapter, very familiar passage, in Luke 10 verse 27, He said, love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your strength, and with all of your mind. Want us to consider synchronizing our affections. Have your affections ever gotten a little bit out of sync? Ever been in a place that you realize that maybe your love was not as fervent as it ought to be? See, the scripture says, love not the world, neither the things. And if you don't like things, the scripture talks about things. He says, don't love the things of the world. Because the Lord wants to be the center and the object of our affection. But in life, even those of us that are saved, there are times in life that the Spirit of the Lord comes along and taps us on the shoulder and says, your affections are a little bit out of sync here. You've begun to let your affections begin to go out to some things that maybe you haven't sinned, but it's going to throw you off a little bit in your walk with God. So I want to encourage us again to recognize that we can look at our life and we can synchronize our affections. The scripture says, set your affection on things above. It takes a concerted effort to set your affections, which means that with the changes that life brings, sometimes we have to reset our affection on things above. Because we can get caught up with things in life. And without even realizing it, we can start letting our affections go out to places that are going to mess up our walking arm in arm with God. Spiritual maturity is about aligning our affections with God's, where His values are our values, where His ways are our ways. And it's important to evaluate and reevaluate our affections. And again, this is why it's very personal this morning, because I know there's a lot of ground that can be covered, but are your affections in sync with the Lord's? And if they're not, it will cause us problems, if not today, down the road. It will disrupt our relationship with God. The Lord wants us to be in sync with truth. I'd like to turn to Colossians, the book of Colossians in the second chapter. Colossians chapter 2, we'll begin reading with verse 6. He says here, as you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him. How are we supposed to walk in Him? The scripture says, as you have received Him. Rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. In sync with truth. You know, the enemy is doing everything he can to get us a little bit out of sync. Renee has an older serger that just a couple of weeks ago she went to use it and it had gotten out of sync somehow. And I believe it was breaking needles and finally it just stopped working. Because something, just probably a little part, it got out of time just a little bit and it threw everything off. We need to be careful this morning, and young people, I want to especially challenge you. Be careful about being moved away from the truth that you have been taught and that you have received from holy people that God has placed in your life. There is something about thinking that through our intellect and through our worldly wisdom and our perspectives that mom and dad and some of the saints, they really just don't get it. And that there are some of these things that really don't matter. Those are the things the enemy will try to work in your life to get off just a little bit. And I have watched what happens when people get out of sync with truth. Through the years, I've observed what's happened. And folks, it has made long-lasting major impacts on people's lives spiritually. So I want to encourage us from time to time as well to take stock. Am I in sync with the truth? Are there little areas I've seen people in their life take certain things? And you know, it's easier sometimes to see the outward things. The scripture teaches modesty. It's a Bible doctrine. And the practices of the saints, some people say, well, that's just tradition. There are things I've heard people say that are tradition. It's not just tradition. It's a tradition that is based upon God's holy word. And I want to get back to the foundation of it. It's in the word of God. And I've seen people begin to make exceptions and excuses, and this is just the way I see it, and I've watched how it works in their life. And I have not seen it bring about purity and holiness and greater anointing with God. Which means when we're walking with God, you know, you might be able to make it to your destination. But if you're out of sync with truth, it's going to affect the communion and anointing of the Spirit of God in your life. And if we want to experience the richness of the blessings of God this morning, it's going to come by being in sync with truth. Neglecting the truth of God's Word that has worked and prospered God's people for so long, if we neglect it, it's going to lead our lives to getting out of sync with God Himself. Because it is impossible. I've seen people that on the surface they seem to have a good relationship with God. But folks, if we are out of sync with truth, the reality is we are out of sync with God Himself. And if there are things that we think, well, I can just make some adjustments here and I'm not going to accept this truth here, but I'm going to accept all of this over here. It is that one little thing that can keep us from being in harmony with God. The things we do, the places we go, what we wear, but most of all, the attitudes of our heart, the spirit that we have. Self-righteousness is just as bad. Self-righteousness comes from a carnal spirit. The attitudes that we hold, all of those things, the question is, are we in sync with God's truth? Loving those, loving our enemies, having forgiveness, being long-suffering, are we in sync with the Lord? Think about how and I know some cars are getting away from cables, spark plug cables or wires anymore, but you know, when I remember as a child, as a young person, when my dad was showing us how to change spark plugs, you know, you have to be really careful because you don't want to get the wrong wire on the wrong plug. Because if you do, what's going to happen? Yeah, it's going to misfire. Things are going to get out of time. The engine's not going to work properly. Do you know it's why spiritually, folks, with truth, we need to be careful to accept the whole truth in its proper place. We don't want to take one thing and let it rise above everything else, but taking the balance of the Word of God in accepting the whole thing, or we're going to get in trouble. Over in the book of Hebrews, in the 10th chapter, in the 24th verse, he said, "Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is." Do you know they had that problem in Paul's day? Do you know there's nothing that has changed? There are still people that are forsaking the assembling of themselves together. But he said, don't do that, because he said, but exhort one another. And so much the more as you see the day approaching. One of the ways that we can stay in sync with God, with truth, and with His people is not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. And I want to challenge and encourage us all to examine our lives. Are we in sync? Is it possible that the busyness of life has caused our priorities to get a little bit out of sync? Because see, when people get out of sync, when they forsake the assembling of themselves together, their personal opinions and ideas start to become larger than life. And I've watched it happen with many people that have started separate, not been faithful to be in service. Their own ideas and opinions, they're not finding the balance that's found in fellowship. They're not finding the balance because all of us have different personalities this morning. We all have different strengths and different weaknesses, and one person might be really strong on this point and someone else might be strong on a different point. And we need each other to balance each other out in truth. Not if someone's departing from the truth, understand. But we need that balance and we need that fellowship and we need that encouragement and that strength that we can draw from one another. And there is an accountability that comes from fellowship. I've seen people come that wanted to be there, but they didn't want to get too closely tied because they didn't want to be responsible. I would rather slip in the back door and just kind of stay off to the side so I'm not accountable to anybody. I'm not accountable when there's work that needs to be done, but I'm just going to be there to be on the edges to get what I can, but I don't want to be a part of the whole. Folks, we need to be part of the whole this morning. We need to be in sync with truth, and being under the sound of the preached word will help us when our heart is right to be in sync with God and His word and truth. Also found that people that get out of sync with truth start having more difficulties relating to the saints because there's distance that gets put in relationships. When it's more, well, they are doing this. You know, that's a caution when we're out of sync with God's people, when we start referring to them as they. Well, they're doing this. Maybe, and I know we're from some different congregations this morning, but when you start referring to, when the congregation is having something going on, and it's, well, they're doing that. Next week is Father's Day. I think they are having a Father's Day breakfast. You're welcome to come back next Sunday. But do you know when we start saying they, what that does is it puts distance between me and them? No, we are having a Father's Day breakfast. We are having a work day. We are cleaning the chapel. You see, it's easier, it puts distance when it's they, and we're gonna get out of sync. And the enemy will capitalize on that distance. And we are going to individually, we're going to suffer spiritually because of it. So Lord, help us if we realize, and I know there are times in all of our lives, in all of these points, that we start to get a little out of sync. And the Lord comes along and says, be careful here, you need to make some adjustments that you can be in harmony and in unity with me and my people and my truth. I was impressed. We were in Germany two Sundays ago, and I'd like to tell you their schedule of services. Sunday morning, there's regular preaching service. Help me out now, Renee, if I miss one. Tuesday night is prayer meeting. Wednesday night is Bible study. Friday night is young people's meeting, and Thursday night is for some of the extra events that go on, and Saturday night is there's another preaching service. What's the schedule of your services in your home congregations? Lord, help us. As you see the day approaching, don't forsake the assembling of yourself together. Last Wednesday night, the Lord met with us. Those that were here, the Spirit of the Lord was there. The Lord really blessed. And you know, if I wouldn't have been there, I would have missed out. I would have missed out on something that would have been an encouragement and a strength. Folks, we need one another. We need to reevaluate and resync with the Lord. Our relationships with people can get out of sync sometimes. Do you know that marriages can get out of sync too? I've been married 26 years about, right? I'm gonna get out of sync if I don't get that one right. It will be 26 years. And do you know that when you've done something that long, something sometimes can get a little bit out of time? Am I right, Brother Randy and Sister Tammy? All right, I want to be sure I'm not by myself here. There are times that you have to recognize that, you know what, maybe there's not a major problem, but it's just that something's just not quite like it should be. Something's just a little bit off. Do you know what it takes to fix that? It takes a conscious, concerted effort to say, you know what? You might not use these words, but I want to get in sync. It takes spending time together. It takes, you know what? We've been busy. We've been going. We've been doing. There's just been Let's just spending time together with a concerted effort to get in sync. And you know what? We need that in our marriages. And you know when your marriage gets a little bit out of sync, it will start affecting your children. It will affect your perspective of work, your perspective of the congregation, because your marriage is just, something's a little bit off. The harmony isn't quite there like it ought to be. It's not time to throw it out. It's just time to tune the instrument. It's time to get it back in sync. And you know, that's, the Lord will bless that. The Lord will bless that. Same thing applies to our relationships with each other. The scripture says, and you know the scripture, but he told us with all lowliness and meekness and long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep what? The unity of the Spirit. Do you know unity does not always come just without any effort? Unity takes effort sometimes. Yes, it starts with having the same Spirit, but unity does not come about by all of us looking around saying we all look similar this morning, or we all have the same, we all come from the same background, or we all came from the, we all have similar interests. Because you know what? We are all a very diverse group. So that means it's going to take me putting up with some things out of you and you putting up with some things out of me. Loving one another and in endeavoring to keep in sync with one another. In unity, loving one another and forgiving one another and being long-suffering, usually long-suffering, about the time you think you're really being long-suffering with someone, they're probably trying to be long-suffering with you too. And so the reality is then for us to be in sync with God's people and in our marriages and with people in general, it's going to take these simple truths, forgiveness, long-suffering, and the fruit of the Spirit, being gentle and meek and humble. And do you know that's where unity comes from? It's where the Lord will bless us. We won't take the time to read it because our time's getting away this morning. But remember Mary and Martha in the 10th chapter of Luke, when Jesus went and verses 38 to 42. And Martha was there and they brought Jesus into the house and Martha was busy cooking the food. And that was an honorable thing to do. But Mary, on the other hand, Mary sat and she listened to Jesus' teaching. She listened to what he had to say. And finally, Jesus gave Martha a little bit of reproof. He said, you're troubled. You're careful about many things. You're careful and yet he said, you're troubled about many things. Do you know what? I believe that Mary was in sync with the Lord. She's putting the right foot forward first. And Martha was putting the left foot forward first. Little out of sync. And you know how easy it is in the priorities of life because we live in a very busy age. You ask people how they're doing, oh, I'm staying busy. How often do you hear that? Do you know who has the power over that? I can't help it. Actually, the reality is that yes, you can help it. And it's easier for me to say it behind the pulpit than when we tell each other we're staying so busy, okay? Because I've done the same thing. But we do have choices to make. We have choices to make. It means that our priority is to spend our time with the busyness of this over here and let this go over here. And you say, well, I'm just too busy to do that. Yes, maybe you're too busy, but you chose or I chose to be busy with A instead of B. And sometimes our priorities get out of a little bit out of sync. Folks, the scripture still teaches us to put God first. And so I have to judge in myself, and sometimes the Lord's come along and let me know you're getting too involved with this over here. You need to back off a little bit. And that doesn't mean that you've done wrong. It means it's the faithfulness of the Spirit saying, I want you to walk with me. Are you putting God first this morning in your priorities? Where's your family fall into that? It's your family. So, well, I'm providing a living for my family. But do you know what? We need to do that, but our families need us, brethren. Our children need us present. Our wives need us. And it means it's going to take concerted effort sometimes to say no to other things in our life to make time for God and for our families so that we could stay in sync. I'd like to conclude with one other little thought, one other ingredient to put out there this morning. Sometimes our life gets personally just a little bit out of sync. You ever just felt a little bit disgruntled? And you just didn't have a lot of peace, and it wasn't that you could just say I did something wrong, but just internally, it was almost like there was something out of balance or out of sync in your own life. Chaos disrupts peace. And do you know that when we start being late to things and things start slipping through the cracks, obligations that you made a commitment to or we make commitments to, and it's like, oh, I forgot. Anybody else ever been there? You're out of sync. That's not the way things are supposed to work. We are supposed to be a people that are responsible, on time, keeping our commitments, doing what we said we would do when we said we would do them. And when we fail to do that, it means that something is out of sync. But life has a way of getting us running faster and faster, getting us more out of balance until something's going to break unless we take the time to say, you know what, something's a little off here. And I want to make some adjustments. And you know, when we can begin to, time management is one of those things, folks. Learning to manage our time. And I believe if we want to be useful in the kingdom of God, it's going to take getting our lives personally in sync with the Lord too. Some of you may have been to Fitz's in St. Louis. I don't know if they have them anywhere else or not. But we were there last week. We had to be up in St. Louis for something, and Renee made the observation that watching those bottles, they were filling the bottles with soda. You could watch them being capped and shaken up and tagged and all that stuff, labeled. So as they went through, multiple times things got balled up on the belt. And we saw it get balled up down here and start congestion, and someone had to go. And they had to straighten it out. But you know, they didn't stop. They didn't say, well, this machine's broken. And on the other end of the line, you could see them with their wrenches out. And just periodically, they were making little adjustments and changing things to try to keep things running smoothly. I want to encourage us this morning. The Lord wants to walk with us. He wants things to work smoothly in our life. He wants us to be in sync. So don't, it's not worth throwing things out. But make adjustments. Let's keep God first in our life, saints. Let's not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. Let's let our priorities be aligned and in sync with God, and let that come into our marriages and into our homes and our personal lives. And I believe we will find the richness and the blessings and the peace of God will reign supreme. Amen.